across the South East, you're listening to Beat, and a really exciting event is coming to Goree in County Wexford, and it's the brainchild of my next guest. Belle Staunton is a TY student from Goree. She wanted to show young musicians that a career in that industry is a tangible option, so she found herself a committee, called on her contacts, and now she's set up a competition that's going to help those young musicians set out on a path that could make their passion into a career. It's a Goree Battle of the Bands. The prizes are phenomenal. Belle joins me this morning to tell us more. You're very welcome, Belle.
Hi, Orla. Thank you so much for having me on.
It's lovely to talk to you. This is such a great idea. And we'll talk about the prizes and what happens, because you really have called on people you know, the contacts you have, to create a really lovely package for musicians. But first, tell me, am I right in saying you overheard a teacher talking to a music student about how music can't be a career, and that got you thinking?
Yeah, so this was sort of June last year, and I was thinking about it for a while, because there are students in my school that are really talented in all different areas, but music seems overlooked as a career. So I really, really wanted to show everyone that sort of music in Ireland is such a vibrant community and such a vibrant industry. And actually, the student that was told that he couldn't sort of be an artist mm-hmm. has applied for a Goree Battle of the Bands, and he'll hopefully be performing.
Oh, that's brilliant. That's a real full circle moment for you then.
It really is. I'm delighted.
And did you, like, you know, it's one thing to have an idea and you're 15. Did you ever feel, oh, what am I doing? Have a bit of imposter syndrome? Or did you just know this was something that you could do and carry through?
Well, I've always sort of been a bit beyond my years, but I'm very happy to have a few grown-ups alongside me to help me with everything that I need to do.
So you formed,
it's really great.
So you formed a committee, did you, kind of straight away?
Yeah, I did. Sort of nearly instantly, I was going to my family, I was going to people I know, and I was saying, sort of, how can I start this? What can I do? Because I had the research, so I had the sort of ideas, but I couldn't really put it into fruition by myself. Mm-hmm. So I'm so lucky to have had people that could help me get it going.
And was the Battle of the Bands kind of the idea you had from the start?
Yeah, it was, because I've sort of always had that idea that I wanted to do. And this just seemed like the perfect opportunity because I'm in transition year.
Oh, of course, you can apply it to some of your transition, your work experience, can you?
Yeah, it's really great.
Win-win, win-win. So, like, talk about thinking big. The prizes for this are really amazing. Tell us about them.
So, first prize is actually a slot at the Market House Festival, which I really hope will sort of spur people on, get them performing time. I think it's a really good prize. And then first prize also gets a day's recording and a mix with Asta Kalapa Studios in Goree.
Brilliant.
So that's something that could really sort of help change a musician's life if they have a mix and they have a day's recording under their belt.
And get to perform at the Market House Festival as well, which, if people don't know, the Goree Market House Festival, it's absolutely huge over the August Bank Holiday, isn't it? Like, really big crowds come out for it.
Yeah. It's slightly prestigious now at this point.
Brilliant. So have you got much reaction? Have you many bands entering the competition?
Yeah, we do, actually. We've had quite a bit of sort of excitement shown from young musicians. We're getting queries, we're getting applications, we're getting people on social media. Our social media is sort of doing well right now. So it's overall getting a really good reaction from teenagers.
And I presume you don't have to be from the area to apply. Can you be from anywhere to take part in this?
No, you can be from anywhere. We've had bands apply from Dublin, we've had bands apply from Wicklow. Really, as long as you can get there on the night, you're welcome to apply.
And tell us about the night itself then. When is it happening, the Battle of the Bands?
So the Battle of the Bands is on April 29th in Goree Little Theatre.
And then you have a deadline for applications as well, which is April 9th if people want to get involved. And what do they need to do to apply?
So to apply, they just have to go on our website, which is goreebattleofthebands.com. And there's a big red button that says apply now. And you go through that and you submit a video recording or an audio recording of a rehearsal.
Good stuff. And you've got some really brilliant judges on the night, don't you?
We really do. And we're very lucky to have them.
Some great stuff. People who have performed on big stages themselves, like the musician yes. Farah L, for example. And then some people from the local area too, who've had big music careers.
Yes, we do. We have people like Lorcan Byrne, and we have people like Angela Dorgan, who's, I think, one of the biggest people in music in Ireland right now. And we're very grateful to have all of them.
And they're everything from musicians to composers. So people who are working in the music industry and continue to
yes.
work in it.
People who are actively working in music or actively or have a lot of years in music under their belt.
And I suppose that's what you're trying to say, that like even if like that person who's entered now and is the person that you overheard his teacher saying that they wouldn't make it in the music industry, the music industry isn't just about performing, isn't it not? There's so many other jobs within it.
Of course, yeah. And that's also a big part of what we're trying to showcase, because like the music industry in Ireland is just growing so much recently in recent years. And Ireland Music Week and all of our other sort of like Electric Picnic, they're such big cultural sort of, I don't have a word, but
yeah.
It's just, there's so much passion for music in Ireland.
Totally.
And I just wanted to share that with some of the younger generations.
Yeah. Well, you're doing so well and you have it all down. It's like a mini business if you look at Bells. Not even mini, it is a business that you're running as we work towards this competition on April the 29th. If you want to check out the Instagram, it's Gory Battle of the Bands, and you'll get details and the link to the website if you want to enter as well. And as we said, loads of great prizes, a great judges panel as well, and an awful lot of stuff in the music industry is about meeting people and having great contacts. So a moment to meet some really great people on the night too. So it'll be a full on retro battle of the bands then, Belle, will it? Have you got even a time frame of how long you want the gig to go on for example?
Yeah, no. So it'll probably be three or 4 hours in
okay,
the evening.
Okay, wow. Okay.
And yeah, so because we're hoping to squeeze in as many bands as possible to perform, we're just really hoping for a good turnout.
Brilliant stuff. It sounds like it'll be a great turnout. April 29th in the Theatre Hall in Gorey. That's Gorey's little theatre. Lots of great prizes. The first prize, of course, being the Market House Festival slot, and then a day recording and a mix at Asta Calpa. What is it? Sorry, Bella. What is it? Asta Calapa?
Sorry, it's Asta Calapa. Yeah, it's a bit of a mouthful.
And a mix at Asta Calapa Recording Studios as well. GoreyBattleOfTheBands.com. The deadline to get in and to enter is April the 9th, and there's loads of details on that Instagram page, which is Gory Battle of the Bands. That is the organiser, the person who had the brainwave, TY student Belle Staunton. Belle, thanks a million for talking to me this morning.
Thank you so much for having me, Orla. Thank you.